For those who like to know what's really going on at their own peril, this is Nightfall. Welcome, dear friends. I'm Frederick Hend, and this time we're going to take you away from the coming winter to a nice, unnerving holiday in the tropics. Do you like children? Are you sure? Because tonight, you're going to have to deal with one. The show is called Daddy's Girl and was written by Janet Benelli. So, have a nice trip.
Passengers arriving on flight 333 from Miami can be met at gate 2.
Where can I get a taxi and a taxi?
I don't care what the customs guy says. I'm going to do exactly what he says.
Will all the people staying at the Myrtle Beach Hotel please go the way today?
Would you mind letting me through?
Excuse me.
Oh, my God.
Mr. Reed, you are Mr. Reed, aren't you?
Yes, I'm Mr. Reed.
I knew you were. The minute you walked through customs, I said to myself, George, that's Mr. Reed. I'm good at things like that, and I'm never wrong.
So you're George?
That's right.
I've heard about you from the guys back at the office.
You have? Well, I'm George, all right. And it's my job to do everything I can to help you, Mr. Reed. I already made arrangements for who you want to see and where you want to go, and I took the liberty of getting your bungalow organized, too.
Yeah, well, I hope you didn't firm up any appointments for me right away. I mean, this is my first time in the tropics, and I have every intention of spending a few days taking in the local color.
Well, you find we do have a lot to offer here. But there are a few appointments you should make right away. Dr. Beausoleil is one man you must see as soon as possible.
Who's he?
Dr. Beausoleil is one of the leaders in our community. He's a very important man. You must have heard of him. I knew the minute you arrived, you should see him. And I'm never wrong.
No kidding. Well, let me tell you one thing, Georgie. If he's that local witch doctor, he's just going to have to wait in line. He's been giving us a hard time bellyaching because the new hospital's taking away his customers.
Well, Mr. Reed...
Well, he's going to learn who's going to be in charge of things around here now. Right? Now, how about getting my luggage? It's the blue set right over there.
I see it, Mr. Reed. Just you go on ahead of me. I got the taxi waiting right outside the door.
What the hell is this?
That's my daughter Charlene, Mr. Reed. She's only 6 years old, but she's a very special girl.
Yeah, well, I'm kind of special too, George, and I don't need kids in my car.
But Charlene goes everywhere with me, Mr. Reed. She's Daddy's girl. She won't be any trouble.
Yeah, so get her up in the front seat and tell her to cut out the damn noise. Does she hear me?
Oh, she hears you, Mr. Reed. Every word. Auntie Pichet, drive carefully, brother. Enjoying your tour, Mr. Reed?
Well, it certainly is different from Toronto.
Mommy,
you guys always let the animals wander around loose like that?
Just in certain parts, Mr. Reed. But you've nothing to worry about. The Arawak Bungalow Court is very exclusive. There isn't a cow would dare come round here.
Well, I guess that's something. Now, listen, George, thanks for picking me up at the airport and everything. I'm going to pack it in now. Some of the guys back home had a sort of send-off for me, and I got one bitch of a hangover.
But I got the best bungalow in the whole court, and I've been looking forward to showing it to you.
Daddy?
Okay, then. Let's have one fast one for the road.
Daddy?
But the kid stays out.
Charlene can play in the garden. Run along, honey.
Nanny, stretching these a long, long.
I told you, Mr. Reed. You be sweet to her. She won't give you any trouble.
Hey, look at this. You know, I knew the minute I came into this room there'd be a bar in here somewhere. That's one thing I'm never wrong about. Hey, you guys all drink rum, right?
It's mostly the tourists who drink rum. Personally, I prefer sherry.
Oh, yeah. How about that? Well, here's sherry for you. And a good stiff scotch for me. So, George, here's your island.
That's nice of you, Mr. Reed. That's the toast Charlene would approve of.
Aren't you kind of obsessed with that kid, George?
You call it obsessed if you want. She just happens to be the prettiest, most sensitive, most intelligent little girl on the whole island.
Yeah? Well, I've heard of parental pride, but you're really something else. Maybe it's cultural, huh? Is her mother as hot about her as you are?
When Charlene was born, something frightened the mother lady, and she ran away. Charlene's the only girl her daddy's got now.
So this is your first assignment in the tropics, David. Do you think you'll like it?
No reason why not. Jungle nights and hot-blooded broads, what more could I ask for, eh? Yeah, my only problem so far is this character, George. Some kind of corporate tour guy. He's hanging over me all the time. You know him?
George? Yes. I know him.
I sometimes wonder if he's playing with a full deck. But he sure is friendly.
Oh, well. George does have a tendency to adopt people.
Come on, Winston, darling. Don't monopolize our guests. Did I hear you talking about George? Oh, I've always found him harmless enough. It's his appalling daughter that gives me the creep.
Nina, take it easy. David, this is my wife, Nina. She was born in Toronto.
And would move back tomorrow if I had the chance.
Well, hello there. I'm delighted to meet you. And I'm glad to know there's someone else on this island that isn't gaga over George's brat.
Well, who knows, David? We may have other things in common, too. George! And darling, don't look so forlorn. You know I'm addicted to fellow Canadians. Now, David, tell me all the news from that beautiful cold country of ours.
Well, where shall I start? Montreal's beautiful as ever, but T.O. is where the action is.
David, there's Dr. Bousselet over there by the window. He's a man you should have seen by now.
If I hear that one more time, I'm going to...
He's a very influential man on this island. Excuse me a moment, David.
I don't care if he thinks he's king of the jungle. I don't have to answer to him.
Well, don't be a dumb fool, David. That man is dangerous. Whether you like it or not, you're going to have to be nice to him.
Listen, Nina, you can't let him push you around. Now, he's some two-bit medicine man making a stink because the new hospital's going to take away his clientele.
So what?
Let him rattle his beads. We're trying to get a hospital open here. We haven't got time for all that bullshit.
My God, David, you don't understand. You think you can just walk in here? That because you're from outside, you're safe from men like Beausoleil?
You've got to be kidding. Look, I mean, you're bright, you're gorgeous. How can you buy this crap? This is the 20th century. This guy can't spook me.
He's evil.
Good evening. Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Dr. Leon Beausoleil.
Shh.
Well, as a matter of fact, I interned at the Glasgow Infirmary. They didn't take kindly to burning feathers and playing with snakes. You see, I'm really quite an ordinary doctor.
Yeah? Well, why are you giving us such a hard time of it over the new hospital?
You move too fast. I feel a responsibility here. My people can't move from home treatment and holistic medicine into your clinical extravaganza without a few residents.
Well, they have to learn to live in the 20th century. But I'll say one thing. You've got a fan for life in my bodyguard, George.
George is a good man. But he sings your praises, too.
Oh, I don't even try to live up to George's claims. He gets sort of carried away about a lot of things.
George is a very good student of human nature. I'm sure his assessments of you are quite correct.
Well, I guess he has to be correct, as George says himself. He's never wrong.
You seem to find George amusing. I can assure you there's nothing amusing about George or his family.
Well, he certainly never shuts up about that kid of his.
Charlene is a very unusual child. Everyone who knows her agrees on that.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't think much of her. And neither does Winston's wife, Nina.
Nina would do well to watch what she says.
Look, Charles. This is all very mysterioso. What is it around here with George and his brat, huh? What the hell's going on?
Why would you ask such a thing? Have you had any problems?
None worth mentioning, except that the maid George found for me walked out this morning.
What happened?
Damned if I know. The behavior was pretty weird. And to start with, she left every goddamn door in the place unlocked last night, and then when I lit into her, she got all hysterical, and she babbled something about my offending her priest.
Hmm. The girl was probably referring to her local Obia man. She was right, as it happens, but you weren't to know.
Well, it's my house, and I don't intend to leave a place wide open all night.
There are a few things around here that are going to demand your patience, Stephen.
Listen, I don't need a lecture on all this agabaga. I just want to know if the next girl is going to pull the same trick.
Let me try to explain how things work down here. Each island in the West Indies has its own local religion. But there are two main religions common to all. One is Christianity, the other Obia. A cult headed by the local Obia men. Obia involves a belief in magic, mostly for the good of the community or the help of the individual. The Obia man is the father, like a priest. So before anyone moves into a new house, he comes and blesses it. He immunizes it against negative forces. You may probably knew the house had been blessed.
Yeah.
So nothing bad would ever happen in it. No burst water pipes. No short-circuited fuses. When you insisted she lock everything up, you committed a sacrilege.
Doctor, that's all very picturesque, but it's also a load of crap. Now, who would I sue if someone broke in?
That's just it, David. No one ever will.
Oh, gee. You're telling me this Obi guy really works?
The only time Obia doesn't work is when the second religion is stronger.
Well, that's terrific. You witch doctors would have a hell of a time with me, because I don't buy any of it.
Do you really think that makes a difference?
Well, you show me this voodoo stuff actually works, and then we'll discuss it.
Dr. Buzilev, please, come. It's Nina. Oh, my God, come quick.
What happened, ma'am?
They were making some kind of flaming dish over there. The hot iron just tipped over. Oh, Jesus, doctor. She's horribly burned.
Excuse me. Nurse?
Yes?
Can you tell me, is this Nina Wells' room? She was brought in last night.
Nina Wells. Yes, this is her room.
Thanks, nurse.
Please, don't stay long. The doctor wanted a rest.
Nina?
Who is it? Oh, it's you, Mr. Canada.
Well, I won't stay long. Winston said it was okay. I just wanted to see what was going on.
Well, don't hover there by the door. Come on in.
And give me a cigarette there. That bitch nurse won't let me smoke.
Sure, sure. Here you go.
That's good.
pretty good. Still an ad for my favorite flavor. Have they said anything about this?
Whether or not I'll be scarred, not a word. All I can get out of them is wait and see. I think my days of running around in a bathing suit are over, David.
Hey, come on, sweetheart. You struck me as the brave type.
Well, I am brave. You have to be dumb brave to live in this godforsaken place with its black magic and witch doctors.
Listen, I talked to Beausoleil myself, and he didn't make a very convincing case. It's all harmless crap, Nina. You should know about that.
You're a fool, David. This place is the devil's home. Once they've singled you out, there's no place to hide.
Oh, come on.
This I knew last week when my jade earring disappeared. They'd come for me. And last night, I heard the drums again.
Nina, Nina.
Oh, well, David, I know you think I'm crazy, but I'm not safe here. Nothing can help me. I knew that when I got burnt.
Nina,
now listen,
please,
now listen
Nina,
to me. When I spoke against Beausoleil, I knew it would happen. Oh, please, God, cut me off. I want to go home. I'm going to die. I know it.
Nina? We can't have you getting upset. No, it's important that you rest. David, I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
Sure. Sure, Doc. I'm on my way. Listen, Nina, just do what they tell you, sweetheart. Huh? I, if you're a good girl, I'll fly you back to Blue and Young myself, and you can recuperate in the Courtyard Cafe.
Now, Nina. What was all that rubbish you were telling our new friend? Are you trying to make us more angry with you?
So, hi, Peter. What's in the mail today?
Nothing personal, Mr. D. I looked. Just bills, I guess.
Listen, Peter, any more of these damned overdue notices, they're going to whip my passport, so stop delivering them. Okay, Peter, see you tomorrow.
I hear your lady friend's in hospital, Mr. D.
By lady friend, I assume you mean Winston's wife, huh? Mm. And considering you deliver the mail to the entire district, I also assume that you know more about it than I do. So why don't you tell me?
Oh, I don't know much. Dr. Beausoleil is a doctor, isn't he?
Yes.
He's a famous man, done most of the people around here.
Exactly what has he done?
Had a lot of bad cases. A real run of accidents we've had in this neighborhood.
Now, stop baiting me, Peter. What bad cases, what accidents?
Well, chap around the corner, tennis pro, broke his neck falling downstairs. Do you have any Ballantines on the premises, Mr. D?
Okay, Peter, you win again. No, I can't believe you guys. Rum punch is being given away on street corners. All you drink is sherry and scotch.
That will help me through the afternoon. Now, what was I saying?
Beausoleil's cases. Tell me about them.
Oh, yes. Well, last week, your neighbor, Mrs. Watson, three doors down, she hasn't been able to say a word since she saw a toad in her driveway.
What rubbish is this?
She had a terrible mouth, Mr. D. Then she saw this toad. It had a padlock on its mouth.
Okay, Peter, I've had it with the horror stories. Now, just get on with your route and don't waste my time anymore.
Don't believe me, Mr. D. Ask the judge.
You shouldn't pay any attention to him. He's a stupid, ignorant fool, David.
Well, my God, George, I didn't hear you come in.
Oh, the back door was unlocked. I hope old Peter wasn't wasting your time with local gossip.
No. As a matter of fact, he was telling me about some of your Beausoleil's recent cases.
Oh? Like what cases?
Like the poor chap who broke his neck?
That man was no poor chap. He was a wicked man who couldn't keep his hands off little girls coming home from school. Charlene can tell you about him.
George, you hear what you're saying? No fellow, no matter what he does, deserves to break his neck.
Oh, no. No, you're right. I tend to overreact, David. I've got a lot on my mind. Old, never wrong George has his problems, too, you know.
Sure, George, sure. Just take it easy. Look, maybe it's time for a sherry and scotch break, huh?
Not today, David. I can feel... Charlene's waiting for me.
You left her alone at home?
No. She's playing in your study.
Oh, for God's sake, will you take her home? You know how I feel about kids in my place. And check to see that she hasn't picked up anything that doesn't belong to her, huh? An accident. I just went into the bathroom. I forgot I had an electric fan on the floor. Somehow I guess the screen across the front of it came loose. Anyway, I cut my ankle.
Oh, God, that hurts.
You're damn lucky you didn't lose any more blood. Just one more stitch now.
Listen, I appreciate you coming over here so late.
Well, until your new hospital is built, you make an emergency call, I'm the one you get. Now, forget the gratitude and just don't walk into any more fans.
I'm not usually careless, but I had this problem on my mind. Then George came in, and I guess it threw me off my game.
George?
Yes, he was around earlier.
Was the child with him?
Yes, she was. Why do you ask? What the hell is going on here?
Nothing at all. Don't let your imagination get carried away.
No, it has nothing to do with my imagination. Every time that kid's name gets mentioned, people go weird and clam up. Now, I'm starting to think there's some kind of cover-up going on. And I'm prepared to go to the authorities about it.
I would advise you to do no such thing, David. Don't get excited. Just take the tranquilizers I gave you and stay calm. I wouldn't want to see you make your condition any worse.
Yes.
David. Oh, God, David.
Winston? Is that you? What's wrong?
David, she's gone. She's gone, David.
What the hell are you talking about? What's happened?
Nina, David. She died just an hour ago. She's
oh, no.
Dead.
Oh, my God. Winston. Winston. Tell me what happened.
She finished dinner. She was ready to leave the hospital tomorrow morning, and then, well, she started to choke on something. She choked to death, David.
Listen, Winston, have you called Dr. Bosley? Does he know?
Yes, he knows. He was there. He has no answers. He even thinks it might have been an allergy to the flowers.
Flowers? What flowers?
Poncianas. George and his little girl visited her just before dinner. They bought a bouquet from their garden.
We're already on a direct flight to Toronto. One way, no stopovers. No, yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. Oh, wait. Who's that?
Hello?
Oh, it's you, George. Well,
is George all right?
Well, you better come in. Yeah. Yes, that'll be fine. Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thanks. So, George. Wasn't expecting you.
No, David. Well, it's a surprise, is it, huh? Did I interrupt an important phone call?
The phone? No, nothing important.
It sounded like you were making a plane reservation.
Yeah, you see, my sister, I got a letter from her. You see, she's got a problem, and she needs to talk to me. Personally, I was checking the flights back to Toronto.
Now, that's real nice. You know, Mr. Reed, when I first met you, I said, George, I'll bet that man's the type with deep family feelings.
Uh-huh.
That's what I said. And I wasn't wrong.
Well, now that you're here, George, what was it you wanted, huh?
Well, just come round for a visit. Perhaps a drink or two. Although it looks like you've started celebrating your evening already.
Well, I needed a couple of shots. I'm feeling pretty rotten about Nina Wells. You know, of course.
Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, that's why I came. I was thinking you wouldn't want to be alone.
George, maybe you mean well, but I'm just not in the mood, okay?
Funny. That's just what I said to Dr. Beausoleil.
What?
I said to him, I'll bet Mr. Reed's
just not in the mood.
Now, you listen, George. I've really had it with a lot of you. Every time something stinking happens, you're all there. You all know what's happening, and you're trying to prevent... Or is it that you're making these things happen, huh?
I don't know what you mean.
Oh, yes, you do. Nina warned me about your kid, huh? And Beausoleil. And then she gets burned. You visit her at the hospital, and she dies, huh? And the doctor's patients don't get cured. They suffer more. The woman was struck mute. The tennis player is crippled for life. Beausoleil is crazy. That man is a murderer.
I'm sorry you feel this way, Mr. Reed. But you're bringing something down upon yourself. I know this for sure. And I'm never wrong.
Listen, that damn drum beating again. But you can't frighten me off with this black magic crap. The authorities are going to hear about all of this. I'll put a stop to this, and it's the last thing I do.
You know, Mr. Reed, I'm truly sorry to hear that.
Here we are, Charlie. This is where we're meeting your daddy.
I was sorry to leave her on the sick dog.
No problem, sweetheart. You'll be back looking after them in no time at all.
Oh, one have a broken neck? And one got him tongue cut out. She can't talk no more.
Oh, yes. And what about that pretty doll with the earring?
Oh, she had a bad time. First she got burned, and then she choked on her dinner. I don't think she will ever get better.
That's sad, honey. And now... what's the problem with this little boy doll you've got with you? The one with the nice tie clip.
Oh, nothing wrong with him right now.
But?
But you say, if I stick this pin in him chest, him have... what am I going to have?
A heart attack, Charlene. The worst heart attack you ever saw. Now let's go inside and meet your daddy.
We're heading straight to the airport, George. There's nothing you can do to stop me.
But Mr. Reed!
Who the...
Daddy? Daddy?
What the hell are you here for? And the girl? Get her out of here. Bother you, stay away from me.
David, I'm sorry it's turned out this way. Truly sorry.
Boss Eli... you're a murderer. A murderer.
If you just stop crying, stop meddling in things that have nothing to do with
you. You're not going
to
get away with this. I'm going to see you behind bars.
You'll never understand, will you? If things were different, you were just as capable of protecting you.
Put me out of here. Get out of my way.
Certainly, David. Now, Charlene.
Now?
What?
Is there any point in calling an ambulance, Dr. Beausoleil?
I'm afraid not, George. No point at all.
What happened? Did I do it right, Daddy? Did I do it right?
Never really know when you've learned just a bit too much, do you? Not until it's too late. Here's Mr. McAfee.
Daddy's Girl was written for radio by Janet Bonelli. It starred David Stein as David, Phil Aiken as George, Maxine Miller as Charlene, and Mia Anderson as Nina. Dr. B was played by Errol Slew, Winston by Calvin Butler, and Peter by Arden Bess. The sound technician was Brian Pape, with sound effects by Matt Wilcott. Production assistant, Peggy Estay. Daddy's Girl was produced and directed in Toronto by Stephen Kent.